Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. Super excited today. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I have a really cool guest today, Philip Mountrose, who's the pioneer and innovator in the realms of spiritual growth and healing. And he is going to join me here in just a few minutes. For those of you who are regulars to my show, thank you for being with me each week. And for those of you who are new tuning into my show for the first time, welcome. I am also a photographer and an author, and I have a book that is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards. And so I include their stories alongside their the images that I took of their postcards. In it, I also include writing exercises that helps us get clear on what we want to manifest and a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, abundance, and so much more. So if you're interested in learning more about that and doing some inner work, and you can read people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and you can purchase a copy. It's found on my website also, postcardstotheuniverse.com. Now, each week I share a magical message that I like to post on Mondays, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. I find using affirmations daily is a powerful way for it to become a new belief in our lives. And this week's magical message is, just be you. Now, I love this quote. It made me think of this quote. Today you are you, that is truer than true. There was no one alive who was youer than you, by Dr. Seuss. And the affirmation works in perfectly with what we're going to be sharing today with my guest, Philip Mountrose, how special we each are, that each of us is a unique soul with our own soul's mission, and how we can learn to be the best versions of ourselves. We get so wrapped up in trying to be someone or something we are not, trying to compete with others whose lives we think may be perfect. And when we do that, we do ourselves a great disservice. You were created as a very special soul, and trying to be something or someone else can only cause pain, frustration, and anger, which can lead to dis-ease or illness. And what we want to do is learn how that we can be our own shining star. So many of us carry around so much pain and hurt and anger and frustration, and we have no idea how to heal these emotions so that we can be that shining star in our own life. And we may think that we are ordinary, but the truth is each of us is extraordinary. And I'm super excited to learn today with you all techniques and healing modalities that can help us do just that. And if you want to see the magical messages that I talk about and that I post each week, you can find them across any of my social media platforms, Postcards to the Universe, and my website. I post them each week. And if you happen to be on Facebook and are looking for a group to join to feel inspired and just see uplifting images and stories, you can join my public Facebook group called Postcards of Love. Okay, so next week, I have Matthew Stapley, who's a naturally gifted full-sensory psychic medium, public speaker, minister, and teacher, serving people in communities worldwide. His drive for helping others led him to the creation of the Psychic Experience. Heaven knows what the shift. So it should be really exciting. If you want to hear Matthew, join me next week. But today I have a really cool guest, and I just love his book, Philip Mountrose, Pioneers and Innovators in the Realms of Spiritual Growth and Healing. Philip Mountrose and his wife, Jane Mountrose, are holistic coaches, energy healers, and authors of numerous books, including their new book, which I absolutely love, is The Loving Power of Your Soul, a guidebook for realizing your true potential. The mission of Awakenings Institute, their nonprofit organization, is to facilitate, quote, the unique gifts that each individual brings, receive, honor, and respect, where all are nurtured and allowing their gifts to blossom, end quote. You can find out more on their website, which is gettingthrough.org/holistic. And it's getting through thru.org/holistic. And today we're going to be focusing on spiritual kinesiology, which is really interesting. So welcome, Philip. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Great being here, Melissa. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm really excited. I love the book. So how about you share a little bit about your background and how you and your wife, Jane, got into doing the work that you're doing today?
Okay, yes. Well, like probably a lot of people listening, we were spiritual seekers. We wanted to awaken, to learn more about ourselves. And I'm a little older than some of the people, but I still have a long ways to go, second half of my life. But way back when I was in my 20s, I was seeking different possibilities, and there was no internet at that point. So that meant some traditional ways, Japanese tea ceremonies, Buddhist retreats, and all kinds of things. And that led me to be in a spiritual group. I found one, and a lot of people find their group, so to speak, kind of with a guru type, Gurdjieff Ouspensky group. Some people know who that is. But anyway, that's where I met my wife and partner, Jane Mountrose. Well, part of the awakening, Melissa, for us was to realize that the leader of the group was the one who was proclaimed to have the power, the direct connection, sort of to source the oneness. And, you know, we always kind of wondered that, and it's sort of this traditional model paradigm that's been perpetuated through the ages that you have to go through someone else and then you become the chosen one. You're the chosen group, you're the chosen religion, the chosen whatever. And that never really sat very well with me anyways, but you know, that was the best we could find at the time. And at a certain point, we just said, we need to leave this. You know, this felt more like the opposite of being liberating or awakening. It felt imprisoning. And we left, and that took us into the journey of what we realized awakening and spiritual growth is about, healing. Because in that group, there was really no healing modalities. And when you listen to a lot of things out there, although it's changing luckily now, a lot of people don't really talk about the specifics and the how-to of healing, although that is changing. They may just say, you know, connect with your soul and then do such and such. Well, how do you do that? So we then pursued some traditional places that were available, holistic hypnotherapy, and we were early adopters with the EFT, the Emotional Freedom Techniques, and we had wrote one of the first books on that, Getting Through to Your Emotions with EFT, and we developed spiritual kinesiology, the healing from the soul that we're about to talk about. And Jane was at first, during this time, an architect. She was very good at it, but it wasn't her passion, and she was burnt out to the point where it's interesting, if you're good at what you do, they'll kind of use you up in the corporate world, and she became chronically fatigued and felt like her soul was dying, and she actually couldn't even have the energy to go to work, and this may resonate with a lot of people listening, where they're just, you know, kind of burnt out, and there's no, you know, there's no joy in their work. And for me, I was an educator, and that was interesting, and I did it for many years, but it lost its luster. It was kind of a placeholder. And what I really wanted to teach was the spiritual growth and the healing and the coaching. And on the side, we were doing the hypnotherapy and developing our own version of holistic EFT and developing spiritual kinesiology, and we're having more clients and more success and doing trainings and starting to write these books and so forth. And one thing led to the next, so we were able to do it full time, and we decided at a certain point to create Awakenings Institute, the nonprofit organization devoted to making the world a more loving place where everyone's gifts are honored, including nature. So that's the short version of my story. And I don't know if that kind of touches the highlights, but that kind of gives you a flavor of, you know, where we're coming from. We, meaning Jane Mountrose, my partner and wife, and myself.
Yeah. Because it's always usually a long journey, right? From A to C.
Right. That's the shortened version, because we want to get into some how-to tips and insights for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to start right away, because some people have never heard of spiritual kinesiology. So right. I'm going to let you, in your own words, describe what is that?
Right. It's an energy healing modality that we developed. And as I mentioned, we studied hypnotherapy back years ago and started training. And we came across someone who did something called hypnokinesiology. And he used kinesiology, which is muscle testing. Muscle testing, very simply, is using your body as a tool, as a measuring mechanism for whether something is positive or negative to you. And it can be quite subjective. So if I say, you know, mother to you, does that make you go forward or backwards? That's kind of another way, you know, and it may be very subtle, and you can test with your arms. Some people see pressing on arms. But that's really sort of a secondary. That's not the most important thing about spiritual kinesiology. In fact, you can do it all without even any muscle testing, but it is a useful tool. The more important part in what this man did with hypnokinesiology, he just would he would touch a person's arm, and they'd think of the issue, talk to the arm, and he had them do an affirmation, a famous affirmation by Emile Coulier, a 19th century therapist who said, every day in every way I'm getting better and better. That was like a positive affirmation. So the person would think of their issue, he'd touch their arm in one place, and then he'd say this affirmation while touching another place, and they'd focus on that. And he would have these dramatic breakthroughs. I mean, it was like, you know, it was kind of a head scratcher, like, now what's this? What happened there? I don't get it. I mean, it was very miraculous. So going from there, how we developed spiritual kinesiology, we learned from some people, some powerful healers, a way to connect with the soul, which I'll talk a little more about in a moment, and what that means. And when you bring in the soulful energy, there's different ways to do it. You could do it by that affirmation, in every day in every way I'm getting better and better, although I don't think that's the best one. More powerfully still is connecting, if you can kind of breathe into your heart right now, and if people can do that, opening their heart and feeling more open-hearted. And some of the people this works for, and sometimes it doesn't if you're too stressed. But anyways, that's just a flavor of it. As you connect with that greater you, that greater wisdom, that greater direction, that greater guidance now, as you connect more deeply with yourself and you connect that with, quote, your issue, your blockage, the part that doesn't feel good about yourself, that does the shift. So then, and it may do a couple rounds, so then you basically connect the soul, the greater you, with the part that's fragmented or separated, the part that's doubtful, fearful, and pain. And that's when the shift comes. And we've seen people do, and I know, I don't know if that made sense. Was that, by the way, was that somewhat clear what was going on, as much as I can explain it briefly?
I mean, to me it is, because...
Seeing it would be...
Because I read the book, to me, and I understand what kinesiology is, and I also do muscle testing, so I already understand it. So I hope so, but if you really want to be clear, you go into great lengths and detail in your book, The Loving Power of Your
Step by
Soul.
Step, the
you
book,
step
yeah,
by
how
step,
to do it.
Right.
Right.
How to do it.
And we have videos.
But you just gave me an aha moment. You gave me an aha moment when I was listening to you, because I always do the weekly affirmations and from people who are sending in postcards, and I can muscle test myself to see if I believe this affirmation for myself by doing the sway test very easily. And I'm going to start doing that now, because that's really interesting. I never thought about it until I just heard what you said. So I'm going to take that tool to see where I'm at on the affirmation that I am, you know, concentrating on for the week, to see, do I believe this for myself, or do I not, or does my body
you need to get something that works for you and is believable. You're absolutely right, because if it doesn't work for you, you know, it might work for the next person, but it doesn't work for you, or vice versa. So that's good to be very aware of that. So that's a good insight, a good thanks for mentioning that or being observant on that. So by doing this, and maybe I should give a little story, and I'll kind of refresh the listeners on how to do it. When I'm not only going to tell a story of, and we have astonished, sometimes, not always, sometimes astonishing healings, people healing COVID, chronic pain, and so forth, sometimes just very quickly. I mean, things that, and it shocks me because, I mean, I'm saying I'm just sort of a vehicle for this. And once you learn the tools, you know, amazing things can come through you. So the story, this one goes, one of the examples of me helping someone with spiritual kinesiology. She comes to me. Mm-hmm. Her issue, Melissa, was her friend 7 years ago, she went into a business, a spiritual business, and the friend had embezzled all the money from the business. Okay. So she was obviously very hurt and felt very betrayed, understandably. Now, she told me she was a meditator. She meditated every day. So I'm thinking, you know, as a practitioner, when I'm helping people, I'm kind of getting a sense of where they're coming from and what they've done, right? And I'm thinking, well, you know, gee, she's meditated every day for 7 years, and she's still, it sounds like, you know, she's acting like it just happened yesterday, which is the way things, you know, when you're a child, it can seem like it happened, you know, a moment ago, even though it was 20, 50 years ago.
Sure.
So that's the way she was. And so I'm saying, William, maybe I can help you. I don't guarantee things, but I'm going to. So we did the spiritual kinesiology, which to review, and I'll kind of take you and everyone through it sort of in a, as much as I can in this moment. So I had Mary.
Okay, before you do that,
go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you when you're taking us through it because that's really important. So let's take our pause here, and then when we come back, we're going
to
jump.
Be interested to hear how it goes. It's an amazing story, by the way.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Okay, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me, I have my guest Philip Mountrose on today, and we were just getting into talking about his work doing a healing using spiritual kinesiology and how that works. So Philip, I'm going to let you go right back into the story.
So the story was, the lady came, just to review, she came for healing on a betrayal from her best friend who embezzled funds from their business they did together.
Wow.
7 years ago. She had meditated
daily.
Yeah,
that's
pretty intense.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing if spiritual kinesiology, the healing from the soul modality that my wife, Jane Mountrose, and I developed. And so I have her identify the emotion, where it is on our body. You know, she felt heavy in her heart. And when we do have blockages, fears, doubts, it can be physical things, of course, too, and they are all connected. And identify how intense it is. 1 out of 10, and it was about a 9, you know, when she thought about it in the moment again, the betrayal. And then we let that go for a moment and shifted into this little soul centering. There are different ways to do it. And as we, and I'll do a really kind of brief little snippet now where you breathe into your heart just to get a sense of it. And you're just opening up and relaxing, because relaxation helps you connect with your greater you, your greater oneness. Connects with everything, which is in a flow, right? As you're breathing in and opening your heart, you may sense that soulful connection, that greater presence. It might be an energy or image or a sense of it. And this may be something that, you know, you're beginning to get a sense of, or you may get quite a sense of, or it may be something that emerges later. So as she's doing this, Melissa, she's connecting with her soul and just opens it, and I'm just sort of supporting her, being a kind of a conduit and facilitating. And, okay, and she touches another part of her body just to anchor it in, just to make it a little deeper. And, okay. And okay, so she shifts, and so okay, and then I relax. That was one round of spiritual kinesiology, just approximately. And you'd probably want to see a video or something visually to sort of see just the spots. But that's the essence of it. Okay, so I asked Mary, so how are you doing? You know, I'm just sort of open. She goes, I'm fine now. I said, well, what about when you think about your friend, the betrayal? Oh, that's fine. It's kind of like, you know, it's just something that happened that was kind of, you know, a difficult experience. But it's no big deal. You know, it's like something that you got over with.
Yeah.
I go, wow, you know, so you feel, do you feel like you can forgive her now? I mean, do you feel really open? By the way, a little tip for people about forgiving, you can't force forgiveness. In fact, it's counterproductive. It's not something like, you know, quote, you need to forgive, but you need to be at the right place. It's like the fruit that ripens. You can't force it to be ripe. And so, yeah, so we did a little forgiveness, just acknowledging some of that, and she felt fine. She felt completely good to go. And this was very brief. This was, you know, not that much longer than I even described it. I mean, it was a little longer, obviously, but that just gives you a pretty good flavor. Now, is it always that amazing? No. Is it usually that amazing or close to that? I'd say that's yes to the right person. And it works
well
with
other modalities. Yeah, you say that in the book that it's so, because I did it. I did a practice, so I know. You say it's like, it's almost too easy that your mind can't believe it.
Yeah. It hits a kind of like, that can't be possible. You know, and especially since it's, you know, sort of going against what we think is possible and the mainstream and what's the conventions. But that's, you know, if you want to go further, if you want to heal, if you want to use all that's available, this is a wonderful modality to access and learn. And it's pretty easy to learn the basics, you know, it takes a little bit of study, but not, you know, not a lot. You can do it on yourself, too.
which is really cool. Now, could somebody use it? Now, she knew she was dealing with a betrayal that she was trying to let go of. But let's just say you have a physical manifestation. You have a pain in your back or your stomach or, you know, your shoulders, whatever. But you can't identify consciously the right. emotional component attached to it. Does it still work for that? Do you have to know the emotional component?
Right. We have other methods, quite simple mm-hmm. ones, and I'll kind of give you a flavor of that, of how to determine that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically, Melissa, all the things are interconnected, the physical, mm-hmm. the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And usually we only recognize the physical and or the emotional. Like this lady mm-hmm. recognized the emotional, even some of the beliefs of being the betrayal is sort of a belief.
Sure.
I'll just mention a lady we helped in, and we have a coaching and healing program where we teach spiritual kinesiology live to people mm-hmm. regularly, and among other things. And so this is one way, you know, we help people, but you can just learn in other ways. But anyways, in this case, the lady, mm-hmm. she had a swollen right leg, swollen. Mm-hmm. Interesting, a lot of people have these kind of chronic conditions if you start to work in the healing.
Yes.
And they're unidentified and they're chronic, and mm-hmm. medicine doesn't even understand it because, like, they'll say you shouldn't, there's really nothing wrong except I have a swollen leg and it's just uncomfortable every day. And when I said, how long, Daniela, you know, have you had this? And she said, about 4 years. And I said, how uncomfortable every day is? It's around 5, you know. Okay, you know, again, I'm thinking, you know, can mm-hmm. this help? So we did a little more advanced process where we found the different connections. So connecting into the swollen leg, the right leg, mm-hmm. she breathed into it, found out the emotions, some different fears she had in her life connected with different mm-hmm. experiences, and the beliefs that she wasn't good enough, that she was inadequate, or she felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. And then we did some of the reframing and anchoring. That's what we call spiritual kinesiology. It's sort of an NLP technical term, but that connecting the in this case, the swollen leg with the soul's energy to heal, because mm-hmm. the soul is a great healer as well as awareness and guidance. Okay, so we did it. You can do it. Sometimes you do a couple rounds too because it diminishes. So you do. So
sure.
you touch the two points. Could be the leg and the other point. Okay. So we did two rounds. How is it now, Danielle? It's fine. It's gone. Is there any discomfort? No.
Mm-hmm.
None. Talked to her about 6 weeks later. How is it? Still fine. And one of the things she mentioned is that she felt a lot lighter as soon as we did the process. That was her words, lighter. Because mm-hmm. you can imagine it being sort of, you know, it's not only a physical discomfort, it's sort of a heavy topic in your mind. Any chronic pain you have doesn't, you know, kind of weighs you down on a lot of levels, right? So she said it made her realize she needed to change her diet and drink more water and have less salt. So she sort of changed her diet as a result of some things that she was kind of aware of. So it not only healed on the spot, it sort of opened up the awareness to change her lifestyle.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. And I know, and you say in the book, you say, as we connected with the soul's truth and wisdom, we started to perceive enlightenment differently. Maybe this mm-hmm. long, drawn-out struggle is unnecessary. Like, we always feel like we have to have these long, drawn-out struggles, right, when something comes up. And you're finding from your healing work that you do that that's just an idea that we've adopted, but that's not true.
It doesn't have to be true. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's not one answer to all situations, and some things take longer, of course, than others. And sometimes there's sort of things to learn around this discomfort, this physical, mm-hmm. emotional discomfort, this block. It's sort of showing us something. It's showing us the way. Because if we had a problem and there was no indication, how would we address it?
Right. Well, that's why I love, and I wrote this quote down because I just loved it, because I had never heard it like said like this before, but you say your mess is your message.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the problems that we are here, those are the things we're actually here to learn, and that's a reframe And basically all of healing sort of is a reframe, is seeing something from a different frame, a different perspective. And those are the things that we're here to learn about. And what is the soul and the life plan about? It's about more learning, more growing, and more loving. And so those are the things that are helping us be more learning, loving, and growing.
Yes, true. And you do talk about this a little too, about the way we're living now, how we're living under constant stress, and that our bodies and emotions are not designed for that. Can you share a little bit about your thoughts on that and how we can work with our daily stresses? Because everybody I know, is their stress is like off the charts almost lately. It's just unbelievable.
there was a Gallup poll that it's like in 2021, that the mental health searches were 500% higher than the previous year. Of course, COVID added in. We're talking about things like depression, anxiety, and even more serious things. What can we do about that? Well, part of it is, you know, to look within and connect more with our soul and connect on a deeper level and learn how to love ourselves more. It's really sort of a call for that, you know, to grow more loving toward first of ourselves and healing ourselves and nurturing ourselves. Because most people we find, Melissa, who come to us for personal healing or our trainings, one of the things we notice they're lacking the most is being centered. And when you're not centered, you do a lot of, you know, foolish or mistaken things. You crash into things. You make poor choices. So if you're in this constant stressful momentum, even though most people do have a lot on their plate, they have families, they have jobs, they have other things. So there can be more than, you know, than fits the schedule. But you still need to prioritize being centered, because the rest of it's going to be compromised, and you may even be going in the wrong direction. So what is that priority of living more in the moment, more centered, more connected with your soul, more on purpose? And when you're on purpose, that puts a context to everything. And we help people, and we describe people how to discover their life purpose, so when they know, like, I'm not just here to survive, I'm here to accomplish this, you know, to be a good podcaster, or to help connect people in these ways, or, you know, teach people such and such, you know, then it all makes sense. Then you're not just kind of rushing from thing to thing to get things done and to try to get through the day.
Yeah, is that what you mean when you talk in your book about the soul centering? You show us how to do a soul centering?
Yes, one of the ways we describe that we like to do is connecting with the soul, which I did a kind of a very snippet, a little brief taste of it earlier, where you're breathing into your heart and there's a visualization and you're opening up your heart and relaxing your body, and you're sensing or imagining your soul coming in, and it might be an energy, and the more you do this, the easier it is, and you sense that opening up, and you may sense an opening above your head to connect with the universe or oneness, and all that's very tangible and knowing, and that's what we did early on and developed that as kind of a meditation, so it's more becomes a meditation all the time. You don't have to sit down and do it, although that would be a good way to start off and read the book and study it and practice it. Or hear one of our audios, or make your own. So you just feel that connection, and, you know, am I coming from my heart? And then as you grow spiritually, which you will as a result of doing this regularly, then you know what's right and what's wrong, and when you're on track and off track, and you don't kind of lose as many opportunities, and you can help yourself and the world much more.
Yeah. Do you have, are those audios available for people who are listening, who are interested in that, on your website?
There's a soul-centering, yes, there's a soul-centering blog post, which you can connect with, and I'm going to find that. I need to look that up, but yes, there is the answer, and I'm going to find it right now.
Okay, no new words. Well, you mentioned in the that sometimes when we do the soul centering, it can bring up some uncomfortable feelings, and that
yes.
we may need the help to clear them.
Yes.
So how do we clear our uncomfortable feelings and our uncomfortable emotions?
Well, I think some of it is just breathing into your heart and slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual kinesiology is one way of doing it. Holistic EFT tapping is another one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we like to say is one of our affirmations we like to use, and we have some healing modalities, including spiritual kinesiology mm-hmm. around it, is the phrase, anything is possible and miracles are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible. And miracles are happening now.
Happening
so if you
now.
Say that, maybe just mm-hmm. even tapping across your head to integrate your mm-hmm. left and right brain, and you're saying anything is possible, and miracles are happening now, and then you tap across your heart, breathe in, and anything is possible, and miracles are mm-hmm. happening now, you say that. That's a way of dealing with stress. You know, the
mm-hmm.
spiritual kinesiology, of course, is a wonderful thing to do, but sometimes you need to do it kind of in the moment and just breathe and relax and get more
mm-hmm.
aware. What comes to mind when you say that? Anything
well,
is possible, and you hear that.
To me, I feel comfortable saying it. In fact, I did it earlier today. Because
oh,
I was stressing about something, and at the time I was re-going over your book, so I came upon that again, and I said, you know, let me just do this, and I noticed I felt the shift right away. I felt my body loosening up, the tightening unraveling. I felt my body relaxing, and it was so quick and so easy, and I was like, oh yeah, this is something I could totally incorporate into my busy schedule, because you could do it anywhere that you are, and it literally takes a minute, really. I mean, it's all that it takes. And when you say anything is possible, it leaves you feeling that you're not saying anything in the affirmative where your brain will say, no, that's not true. You know,
mm-hmm.
it'll shut you down. You're just saying, I'm open to the possibilities of something shifting here, of a miracle happening in my life. And I think that we can accept that a lot easier. And we'll get more into that too. So, because I just looked at the time and I realized we're at our second break already. So let's take
wow.
that here, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Stay tuned, guys.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. So, Philip, we were talking a little bit about soul-centering before the break, and you have a lot of processes that you walk us through in the book. And another one that stood out to me was the mud to mountaintop process. Can you speak
yes,
a little bit
a
about that?
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just another
a
way
bit.
To connect with the soul.
Okay.
So if you imagine your issue, your fear, your doubt, you said you were a little stressed earlier. What was, do you want to mention what that was about?
Just that I have a lot of things on my to-do list over the next couple of weeks,
right.
And I'm going away the first week of April, so I'm like, you know, just getting all my T's crossed, I's dotted, and everything that needs to be taken care of before.
Got
so
it.
I felt my stress level building, and I felt that tightness
gotcha.
In my gut, because that's where it
okay.
hits me, right in my stomach.
So, I don't know, how much time do we have here in terms of, I'm just kind of looking.
Well, we wrap up at 1 minute to the hour, so we have about 15
okay.
minutes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me take you through this. I think it would be very illuminating for, certainly for you
sure.
and for, I think, listeners. To,
sure, love it.
So, if you mud the mountaintop, we call it the apex process in our new book, mm-hmm. The Loving Power of Your Soul. So if you imagine your stress, Melissa, as mm-hmm. being in the mud,
mm-hmm.
something of that nature, can you sense or imagine that? What's that like
sure.
for you if you can?
Yep, I can imagine that. Mm-hmm.
What's it like for you?
It feels heavy and stuck, and you just don't have a lot of freedom to move.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And imagine if you could to rise up from that muddy place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could rise to a beautiful mountaintop or perch, a wonderful,
mm-hmm.
perfect place for you with that wonderful panoramic view.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect temperature and the air is just right, and you have the see whatever you want, get the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine ascending
oh,
to
yeah.
that beautiful mountaintop?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? What's that like for you?
Oh, God, that feels so good because the temperature is in the 60s. It feels so light. The air, it smells like trees, the animals, the birds. Yeah, it feels really, makes me feel happy to be there.
Yeah, some people get senses of it. Some people get visuals or even sounds or something. Are you getting one more combination, a picture of it, a sense of it?
I get more of the visual because
yeah.
I'm a visual artist. So that's what
yeah.
always
some people
shows
are very
up
visual.
For me first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people just kind of sense it, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're getting the picture of that wonderful temperature and all the
mm-hmm.
nature and the view, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to kind of get a message or an awareness about yourself and your life from that perspective, what would it be?
I mean, truthfully, what I heard was relax.
Yeah.
Everything is going to just work out fine. I mean, that's just
yes.
the message I heard. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 And that sounds very straightforward. That's a very beautiful message. And so if you and if that you could turn it into a symbol or a color, that message about relaxing and everything turning out fine.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of color or symbol would it turn into for you?
The color, it would be like a light blue, almost like
yes.
that when the sky has that super, super, like, really light blue. That would be the color associated with it.
Powder blue. Or, you know,
mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, like a powder blue, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so that light blue. And imagine that powdery blue going back down to your former scene, you know,
mm-hmm.
that powdery blue that has all the relaxation and knowing everything's going to be fine. If you send that powdery blue into the kind of former you in the mud, was
mm-hmm.
remember? kind of send that in and let me know what's happening now to to your former self.
So doing that, I feel like it's dissolving the mud.
Yes.
Like almost like it poured over me, almost
yes.
like you would pour paint over you, but you don't feel the paint. It's more of just like the ethereal feeling, you know, and then as I'm looking at the mud just kind of dissolves.
An ethereal solvent.
Yes. That's good.
Okay. Yes. You're being an artist and a spiritual person. Okay, well, combine, that sounds right. Okay, and and then what, after it's dissolved, then what? What's going on? What's left with you then?
Well, now I feel like, you know, I can move around on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't feel stuck.
Yeah. Right. And when you when you think now, going back to your, you know, you do have a lot of things and scheduled and handling things and going forward, what's that like for you now?
Yeah, it just feels like, you know, just take, you know, one task at a time and you'll complete everything that you need to do before you leave. And it's all going to be, you know, it's just going to work out great. It's going to be fine. It's not going to be hard. Like I made it harder than I had to make it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pausing here because it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, because it really...
Yeah, I mean, it
yeah,
sounds
you
like...
really feel. No, you feel. Well, see, the how I know things work for me or don't is I feel it. Like I said, my solar plexus is my giveaway. You know, that's why
yes.
I deal with stomach issues a lot when things are going
sure.
on in my life, because that's right where it goes. So when I feel the tightness loosening and
yes.
opening, then I know that it's working for me. That's how I know that it's
right.
That,
that's
you know,
a confirmation.
That's
so,
a confirmation. Mm-hmm.
So that now you kind of sense that story, and this is another soul connecting the mud, the mountaintop apex process that we talk about in the Love and Power of Your Soul book. So how things can shift, and if you do that, that clears things. It tends to stay. You know, some things may need some other aspects
sure.
of it, and it doesn't mean everything is perfect. You know, I live happily ever after, but
sure.
You can kind of understand what we do in our life's work is to help people integrate the soul's awareness. And let me just speak about the soul briefly, because that, that's often a confused area. You know, what are we talking about here? And people kind of use the term loosely or just think that, you know, how you know maybe it's a rare time that you have some kind of soulful thing. And certainly at critical decisive times in your life, it probably is very present that you have some kind of greater awareness. Mm-hmm. And generally in scenes of beauty, say sunsets and sunrises, there is that beautiful, soulful presence that you feel, that we feel. And there are times of emergency, yes. But actually by doing the mud, the mountaintop, the soul centering, things that we've been talking about and write about, it just becomes at any moment you're in the soulful place. And the more you do that, the more awareness and conscious you are from moment to moment, and more you can be on track and on purpose and live your life more fully, accelerate your evolution and make a bigger impact and contribute to society and shift from the, all the stressful things we were talking about a moment ago.
Yeah, and in your book, the way it's written, you pose a lot of questions, which is really great, because I always find that asking ourselves questions will usually reveal some intriguing answers, you know, when you really ask
right.
yourself these questions. And one that really stood out for me and totally relevant to what we were just the process it, that we were that you just walked us through is how can I understand the events of my life from a more enlightened perspective? And I thought, that's a good one, because usually when something bad happens, you know, or negative happens, we have a very hard time getting outside of our pain or anger or whatever we're feeling to look at it from a more enlightened perspective. So I, from my understanding from the book is, by doing a lot of these processes that you talk about, it helps us do that better, to get some insights, to get some awareness that maybe this was in my life because I needed to see A, B, or C or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well said. And you're not stuck in the mud. You have that mountaintop soulful perspective, and it what we call it bringing heaven down to earth, being very grounded, our approaches. We've dealt with spiritual things for decades now, and it used to be much farther out, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, when we wrote our book, Getting Through to Your Soul, that earlier book in 2000, that was pretty far out for 2000, and the subtitle was The Four Keys to Living Your Divine Purpose. And now things like purpose and connecting more spiritually, I think, is more accepted and becoming more mainstream, which is wonderful, and we need it badly, of course.
Of course.
So, yes, that was a good summary that you had there of you know, how things shift and reframe, and you know, the same things from a soulful perspective is very different from just saying, oh, yes, I need to relax more, you know, or, you know.
Right.
That sounds good. It doesn't mean anything if you're not living it. If you're embodying it, that's completely different, and that's what the processes are all about, to have you live it and be it.
Yeah. And you talked that you said there's three parts to the transformation, which is the healing plus the integrating plus the activating equals transformation. So you want to share a little bit on what you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a fresh example of what you just did. So there was a healing that there was something that needed to be healing. You were stressed from being too busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the healing part, and then you're now integrating it, and that can take from moments to, you know, days and weeks. There's times where you're going to see how that your life now will be changed as you look at this. You know, your to-do list after the show here today, it's going to probably be different, and there may be some more healing involved, as I said. But anyways, that will be integrating. Activating, integrating, and the next part of the process is healing, integrating, and then activating. Then you would activate the next thing, like, now what's the next thing I need to look at to heal, to grow? So it keeps, and then after you'd activate something else, show me, I need to heal this, there's a block here, I have these doubts, these fears, whatever, this pain, then you'd heal that, and you'd integrate that, and then you'll activate. So that's that cycle that we're continually going through our lives with.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like this would be wonderful work to do if you've been holding on for a long time with resentment or anger or bitterness that you can't seem to get you feel like you can't, you know, get unstuck from, you know, that seems like this would be really helpful in that. Because, yeah, something may have happened to you 30 years ago, like you said earlier, and you know, it's like it just happened yesterday. You know, you can't shake it loose, right? And we want to do that. We don't want to hold on to this past stuff, because it doesn't serve us, and we can't live our greatest life because of it.
That's right. That's well said. Exactly.
Yeah, and you mentioned, and I really love this, the word experiment. Because that's what my whole weekly affirmations are about, the words that we are speaking to ourselves. So can you share with us a little bit about what the word experiment is?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you hear certain words, you can react. If I start to say downturn, depression, anxiety, crisis, you know, how are you feeling when I say those things?
You know, you feel it.
It's getting you alarmed. It's getting your nervous system wired.
Yes.
If I say relax, enjoy, ease, bliss, happiness, and then your nervous system and your energy is shifting, right? It's very different.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, so you want to think about what you're saying to yourself and what you're hearing and what you're reading. I don't mean to put your head in the sand, the ostrich effect, and pretend that there's not problems in your own personal world and the collective world, because part of it is here to face those and solve those, but you can get lost in the mud and instead of the mountaintop if you're not careful. So you need to monitor your self-talk and what you're hearing and saying.
Yeah, I'm definitely a proponent for that. I mean, that's why I try to do it in a visual way. I try to use my creativity to do it visually, because it resonates with me, so hopefully it resonates with others.
Right.
I mean, we're like almost at the end of the show. I can't even believe how fast it went by.
So it was a blitz through, And I was trying to be as concise as I could.
You're great. Is there anything that you feel like we really need to know before we wrap up?
Well, I do have a couple gifts for the listeners, free gifts, too.
Wonderful.
And I don't know if this would be a good time to mention that.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. If people like this approach of spiritual kinesiology and holistic healing and life purpose, we have a holistic spiritual kit, a free download on our website, where they get part of our new book, Loving Power of Your Soul, an excerpt and healing video, some spiritual coaching tools, resources. And the URL for that, it's an abbreviated URL, tinyurl.com/spiritual-kit, tinyurl.com/spiritual-kit for the free download. And if they want to talk with us individually, Jane and I are open to that. Maybe we can help you on a one-on-one basis. They can connect with us at our gettingthru.org website, and there's a tiny URL for that, tinyurl.com/heal-awake, where they could connect with us that way.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciated having the conversation with you and having the book, because I'm going to be going back through it and doing some more of these practices. I always love learning new things for my to add to my toolbox.
Yeah, well, you're processing really well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Philip. It was wonderful. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.